Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where I do take credit on something, and I want everybody to admit I'm right, is that I called this months ago. I said this months ago, and you didn't want to listen. I warned all of you that Tom Brady is a fraud who's going to be a god-awful broadcaster. And Tommy Lugauer would say, you're just bitter, you're just hateful, you're just jealous of him because of all he did to the Jets. And sure, all of that may be true. But at the end of the day,
that's also true.
America agrees with me that Tom Brady is bad. And the thing he did on Thanksgiving, which really bothered me, was he made this whole big point about Daniel Jones, and he ripped off Sean Morash to make the point. Tom, if you're going to make a stupid point on Thanksgiving, can you rip someone off not named Sean Morash? Because if you remember, Sean, and Tiki got very upset with this, Sean accused Daniel Jones, essentially, of being a quitter. Well, I want to take you back to Thanksgiving, where Tom Brady, who's probably feeling the pressure of trying to be a good broadcaster, decided to go out on a limb and destroy Daniel Jones while we were all eating our Thanksgiving turkey. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the worst broadcaster this side of Drew Brees, Tom Brady.
To think that you would ask for a release from a team that committed a lot to you is maybe different than I would have handled that. I always felt I wanted to get the trust and respect of my teammates, regardless situation, knowing that I was trying to do the best I could for the team because that was the most important thing.
Rock almost gets crushed that time by Parsons, and he got away from it. It's incomplete.
There's just some different things that happen in the NFL, and everyone makes individual choices, and I think we're all at points in our career face different challenges. I faced them in college, and some things didn't go the way I wanted, but the people that mattered the most to me were the guys in the locker room. I showed up every day. I don't care if they asked me to be scout team safety, be scout team quarterback. I was going to do whatever I could to help the team win.
Tom.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Hold on. This is a serious point I'm going to make.
Go ahead.
Do you think he has that conversation mostly with himself, because what the hell are you talking about? Who cares about you in college, dude? You stunk in college. Do you think he's having that conversation because he doesn't do production meetings? Because if you're in a production meeting...
He doesn't do production meetings? Is that because he's the owner of the Las Vegas Raiders?
If you have any kind of conversation with anybody on the Giants, you are not saying that. I honestly don't think you're saying it that way.
Because you're getting more insight about how the situation played out.
You're getting what we all know, which is something like, hey, you know what? Daniel Jones wanted to do something to help the team. They said, well, you can't practice. So go do a walkthrough scout team. It's install. So you're installing plays. It's a walkthrough. He played safety. So all this nonsense I keep hearing on ESPN and other places talking about, you put him in a disrespectful spot to play scout team. He wasn't. He was walking through playing safety. Sometimes the coaches do that stuff. Like, it was nothing. So to make it a big deal is disingenuous of those people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Number two, the reason that he asked for his release is because they wouldn't even let him work out.
Right.
Like, go into the gym, lift weights, do anything that was physical. He couldn't do it. So he's going to sit around for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and basically just be a potato and do nothing?
Yeah.
So if you have a conversation, a production meeting with the Giants about like all the stuff that's actually going on that most people aren't privy to, you don't say what you just said on the air.
Mm.
So like the first thing that I thought about when I heard this last week or, you know, last week during the game was, I don't think he's talked to anybody about this Daniel Jones situation.
And that's a part of, because he's not allowed to, right?
Exactly.
Hmm.
I mean, I was there when they released him. You remember, I did my show from there. It was surreal.
Hmm.
It was bizarre. I don't think Tom is privy enough to the information that he needs to be to have that conversation about Daniel
Jones. That's a good point.
And to criticize Daniel Jones like that. That's just wrong of Tom.
No, it's a great point. I didn't even think about that, but I guess that's just because I'm not even thinking about the intricacies of it. Right. You know it better than anybody because you do it basically every week.
You know this. Details matter.
Yeah, of course.
The little things matter a lot because it changes perception, right? Just think about the scout team thing.
Right.
How many people heard this? I'm just talking to the listener out there. Heard this. Daniel Jones is playing scout team? That's so disrespectful. That's not what he was doing.
Right.
It's a walkthrough. Right? Anybody could play the scout team safety. Hell, if you were bored, you're backup running back, you know, I'll go run over there and play scout team safety. Who cares?
Right.
It's just the walkthrough.
And to your point, the Giants were telling him, and this is where, see, when I heard this, it sounded like a guy that doesn't have anyone who talks to him and reminds him of, you're Tom Brady, maybe what you went through is a little bit different than what Daniel Jones went through.
Right.
So when you try to compare yourself as a 20-year-old at Michigan and maybe being benched because you weren't that good, and you try to compare it to the business decision that the New York Giants made and Daniel Jones' subsequent reaction to it, you're tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, A, know what you're talking about, like you pointed out, because you're not getting that insight in production meetings because you're too busy owning the Las Vegas Raiders. But also, you're not looking in the mirror. Like, comparing yourself at Michigan or comparing anything you went through in your NFL career to a guy who was told, we are not allowing you to even look at the quarterback room the wrong way because it could injure your eyes and it may trigger the injury guarantee. I'm being sarcastic, but that's what happened. And I don't blame the Giants. In fact, it's one of those scenarios where, other than the timing of it, which we talked about last week, I don't blame anybody.
Right. I hate that that's in contracts.
I agree.
Because it sucks. It creates a very awkward, like, what could be very disrespectful situation.
Well, it created this situation. Yeah. It created a situation in which the Giants told a player, you're not even our backup, you're not our third string quarterback. Like, dude, no matter what happens, you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So what pissed me off about what you said a week and a half ago, but actually bothers me more from Tom Brady, because he's spouting it to 50 million drunkards on Thanksgiving.
You already know.
Is this thing about Daniel Jones, that's not true.
Right.
And if you want to kill him as a football player, we've been doing it for years.
Basically, he's calling him a quitter.
Yes. He didn't quit. The Giants told him we could have a nuclear attack and you'd be the only one left, and you still wouldn't play. That's literally what the Giants told him.
Yes.
Sean Morash had a better chance of suiting up at quarterback for the New York Giants over the final 6 weeks than Daniel Jones. So to say, well, he quit on his teammates, that's not how I would have handled it. You're either clueless or you're disingenuous. I can't stand that, man.
All right, relax. Leave Brady alone. By the way, it's impossible to argue, because Tiki just laid out, I thought, the most phenomenal anti-points on credit. But of all the things Tom Brady did on Thanksgiving, that was not the most egregious.
What it is, and we have the audio. Is it him making up a word? Is that the thing that bothered you?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to go one step further. Okay, I take this stuff seriously as a fat football fan. The teams on Thanksgiving now wear John Madden patches, right? Like, John Madden is synonymous, right?
I thought those are cool, actually.
Cool. And when we think back to yesteryear, we think of John Madden, the turducken and everything. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady pretending to eat a turkey leg on TV on Thanksgiving and eating in a way where nothing could ever drip on his precious shirt and tie or whatever, I found to be the most sensitive, dishonest, untrustworthy moment in Thanksgiving football history. And frankly, if you were not, as a commentator, able to take a big old gnaw like Collinsworth's done it of a turkey leg, you are not worthy of that seat and calling that game on Thanksgiving. That is not the time to care about image. That is the time to let loose. And I found it appalling, his actions on
Thanksgiving.
Grab
that leg and be a man.
Yeah, Greg Olsen bites that leg.
Arr.
Tiki Barber eats that leg.
Would you though, Teak?
I would have crushed it.
You crushed it?
Spiro Dides even eats that leg.
Fuck, it's too crazy.
Tom Brady doesn't eat the leg and had the goal to pretend, which was worse. It was like watching somebody lip sync.
Wow.
I don't think I noticed it.
Yeah, I didn't notice it either.
When you're fat,
now,
you notice.
Now I got to go back and look
go watch it. Go watch it. Oh, yeah, no, it's good.
All right, I'll analyze that. Did you notice the made-up word that he had?
No, I didn't.
You want to hear this, Tiki?
Yes, Liz.
And I'm so glad that we're doing the show with Tiki Barber, because if I was here with a bunch of other NARPs, we wouldn't know if this is a made-up word. But because you played in the NFL, you are Judge Tiki. You tell it. Maybe we're idiots. Maybe we have no idea. Here's Tom Brady making up a word. And Kevin Burkhardt called him out, called slooper.
Double covered, got the corner on him. Now, would you call that as a slooper? You like that word? You sloop out underneath the perimeter route and gets his hands on it.
There's no way you've ever used that word before right now.
There were some good sloopers that I played against for. Troy Polamalu was one of the great sloopers because he covered a lot of ground.
Never heard that.
Is that a real word, Tink?
Slooper?
Slooper. Troy Polamalu is one of the great sloopers of all time.
And so tell me what he was describing.
How did
he was describing someone running underneath a out route or something?
I think it was a safety who runs under. I think it's specifically a safety. That's where I think the S comes from.
Slooper.
Is he looping around?
Yeah, like he's looping inside.
Loop, but loop would mean go around.
Did you ever hear the word before?
I never heard of it.
He made up a word. Never and then heard. He tried to pretend we're all a bunch of idiots, including Burkhardt. This is why Burkhardt's great. Because Burkhardt's like, bro, that's not even a real word.
Slooper.
I've been around the NFL for a bunch of years. Like, that's not true. And I think Burkhardt's done with Tom Brady. I get this sense. Like, he knows handwriting's on the wall. Right. This guy's not lasting. So now I'm going to bury him live on TV. So that's the sense I got from KB. He's not said that to me. I'm just speculating. Hmm. So you are here to confirm, after many years in the NFL and broadcasting, slooper is a made-up word from Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about a safety, the safety does a couple of things. One, they rob. So the robber comes from high, just robs the middle of the field. Or the hole defender, where he starts low and he kind of just backs up into the hole and sits there in the hole to take away the crossing routes. The rat, like when they were trying to spy the quarterback. I've never heard slooper before.
You know what you should do? What game are you doing on Sunday?
You know what?
Slooper.
Can I ask a friend?
Of course you can ask a friend.
I'm going to ask a friend.
Monday? Find a
friend. I'm going to ask Jason McCourty.
Okay. If Jason McCourty confirms my belief that it's a made-up word, can you guys troll the crap out of him on Sunday? As you're broadcasting the game, maybe you and McCourty can be like, that's a slooper over there.
Slooper.
Yeah, that's a slooper, all right, Teak. Yeah, I'm very familiar with sloopers.
This may be a defensive term that I just am not privy to, but I will find out.
He's phoning a friend. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? But I, if it is proven not to be a real word, I think it is you on Jason McCourty, both of you, who deserve more money than Tom Brady, and you actually go to your production meetings, I think both of you should take your time on Sunday to troll the crap out of Tom Brady. That'd be my one request. Because you know what Tiki does during broadcasts? I don't know if you guys are aware of this. He says dirty, random things.
Not.
How about this from yesterday's Washington game? You ready for this one?
These holes are gaping.
I mean, it's just...
Is that so?
There's no denying. That's from the Commanders...
Hit and bust.
That's from the Commanders-Titans game, in case you missed it.
That must have been some Saturday night in the nation's capital.
It just gets really hard once Derrick Henry starts grinding on you.
And I want to thank Al Cintron.
That was not in that game.
That was a different game.
Go smash into that hole right there.
We have a collection of Tiki Dirty moments, but I want to thank Al Cintron, because I shut that game off at about 21-0, so I did not pick up on that, but Al did. And Al, we thank you very much for contributing to the weekly episode of Tiki Barber saying obscenely dirty things on his CBS broadcast.